This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
One, two, three, start it off.
Patriots podcast live from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough.
The way they play the game, I think they play it the right way. They embody the sense of team as well as anyone, and that's led to the success. And I think everybody in the league wants to be part of that. You know, never did I think. I thought Denver would be my last stop, but, you know, things happen, and happy to be here.
Now, with your Patriots 2008 training camp updates, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, August 15th, the year 2008, and a very special podcast today, the final day of public access to training camp practices here at Gillette Stadium, and they went out with a bang as John Lynch, the newest member of the New England Patriots, was on the practice field wearing number 47, which he apparently tore from the grips of superstar rookie Vince Red, who had
or paid a bundle for
little
it, we don't
to
know
say.
One of the
apparently
other.
The coaching staff actually ripped it out of Vince Red's hands and said, you're going to be having a new number, Rook.
And they changed his last name, too. No, they didn't. I'm just kidding.
Vince Red, they changed his name on the roster. Now he doesn't have a number or a name.
It's a
How
joke.
Will his mom ever get to where he is? Anyway, exciting days. The Patriots put the final wraps on preparations for Sunday's second preseason game in Tampa, where John Lynch will be accompanying the team, I assume, down to Tampa, even if he doesn't play.
Sounded like it.
Has well dug himself into the playbook. And I'm going to quickly go over the guys not at practice, and then I'm going to turn it over to Michael Parenti, because he was the eyes and ears of PFW early on in practice when the rest of us were slacking inside. But, as I said, we will start with the list of guys not on the field. 12, Tom Brady. 15, Kelly Washington. 21, Jason Webster. 24, Jonathan Wilhite. 29, Lewis Sanders. 32, Lamont Jordan. 35, Mike Richardson. 37, Rodney Harrison. 38, Kyle Eckel. PUP guard number 61, Stephen Neal. 68, Ryan O'Callaghan. 71, Russ Hochstein. 72, Matt Light. 76, PUP tackle, Oliver Ross. 82, tight end, Stephen Spock. I was going to call him Kevin Spock. Stephen's better.
Steven, yeah.
88, Sam Aiken. And 90, Lakeven Smith. One last injury update. Cornerback Fernando Bryant appeared to ding up his left arm / shoulder, breaking up a pass in the goal line for Benjamin Watson. Spent the rest of the day with the trainers. Be interesting to keep an eye on that, but
I'm smiling a lot on the sidelines with
use the
other
term
players
breaking
too,
up that pass loosely because he actually did not.
Well, yeah, he didn't actually break it up, attempting to break up a pass. But Michael Parenti, I'm going to toss it to you. Give me your notes from early in practice and what your reaction was to seeing John Lynch on the football field.
Well, okay, I think early on what we saw a lot of was some 7-on-7, some goal line, short yardage work. They pumped in the crowd noise with the music blaring from the speakers.
Gave
so they
think
they're trying to get. Yeah, it gave me a headache too. So you can imagine what it's like trying to read off a snap count when you're in the huddle and all that music's pumping in on you. So they worked on a little bit of that sort of stuff, the short distance, short yardage, goal line work. Watched John Lynch a little bit out there lining up as a nickelback, sort of playing close to the line of scrimmage. Couple of plays where he blitzed. We saw it too. Mm-hmm. We went in on Matt Castle a couple of times. So we kind of get an idea of what they're trying to do, or at least what they think he might be able to do early on. But again, he's only been out there for a couple hours, so it's still kind of too early to tell what his real role is going to be.
He was very active, though. Mm-hmm. It wasn't one of these things where it's a new guy, they're trying to ease him in.
Right.
But he was out there right away. As Mike said, in the slot, in the nickel package, he was running with the ones a lot of times, too. So.
Which I found interesting because we had seen Brandon Merriweather take a lot of those reps on the inside. He was still on the field, mm-hmm. but just no longer in the slot.
Right, he was
they
playing back.
Lynch
well,
in
he
the
was playing back
role.
Deep, so in coverage.
And my boy, James Sanders, apparently is cemented to the sideline for some reason these days. I'm not happy with that development, but we'll go to Paul Perillo for more on that.
Well, I'm just going to stick with Rodney Harrison because he's my favorite guy. But I have to think, you know, another day that he's out of uniform for practice and Lynch officially here. We talked about it at length yesterday, what we thought Lynch might be able to do. We talked about on PFW in progress. I got to have some legitimate concerns right now of the availability for Harrison, even heading into the season and long term for the season.
What's up, Paul Perillo?
Because I don't think this was a move. I think it's interesting of what Andy with Eric and Michael talked about how much Lynch was doing and with whom he was doing it with. That to me was striking to be with the first guys and be out there with Merriweather and Hobbs and Wheatley and all those
too.
Guys
yeah.
span a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'll be eager to see how the whole thing with Lynch pans out, but I'm more so concerned that Harrison is not going to be ready to play 16 games.
Following practice, John Lynch did a one-on-one interview first with Patriots.com and the Patriots Today crew. So I urge you to click on over elsewhere on the website and check that out. Then he met with the rest of the media, us peons and the rest of the media, and he talked a little bit about what drew him to New England now 4 years later after the team showed initial interest.
You know, people want to be involved with success, and the fact that they've been very successful, I think, makes it a place where a lot of people want to be. But you also understand that what they've done in the past doesn't really stand for a whole lot right now. We got to create, this season by going out there every day and working our hardest. This week's it's Tampa, and looking forward to that test.
John, throughout your career, two of the hardest hitting safeties in the league, you and Rodney Harrison. Yeah. How much have you admired him from afar? How much are you looking forward to?
Very much so. You know, I'm from San Diego, so in off seasons and whatnot, I've run into Rodney a couple times, and we've always admired each other play, and it's going to be great to be able to play with him.
Did you measure yourself against him at all in the 90s and, early 2000s?
Well, I think our careers, I think this is his 15th year, my 16th, so obviously when you're in the game, I don't think so much measure, but I've studied them. You try to emulate guys that are at the best and take little parts of their game. And I think he's a guy I've always respected for the passion he plays with and the way he plays. And it's going to be fun to play with him.
Interesting side note on John Lynch. While he didn't win championships with every team he ever played with, never played for a coach that didn't win the Super Bowl.
That's an interesting fact.
John Gruden.
Fact. Yes.
Mike Shanahan, Bill Belichick, Bill Walsh, and Tony Dungy in Tampa. All his coaches at some point were Super Bowl coaches.
Oh, at Stanford, Bill Walsh?
Bill Walsh at Stanford.
Stanford. Yeah.
At least that's what he said. I didn't check the facts, but he said I was lucky enough to play for Bill Walsh at Stanford, so I went with it. But interesting, I think. He talked about how quickly he's working to digest the playbook, sort of back and forth across the country a couple times, flew in to meet with the Patriots, get the physical, everything that Bill Belichick told us a couple days ago, then went back to discuss it with his family, decided to sign, came back and said he was basically up all night learning the playbook and then out on the field doing what you guys saw earlier.
Did you take note of one little thing he said in there, that following up on what Paul said about being concerned about Harrison, when the question was asked about Rodney Harrison in that interview, and he said, I'm looking forward to playing with him now. Maybe subliminally, maybe he knows that it's not something too serious with Rodney, that eventually he'll be back.
It could be.
Or maybe I'm reading too much into that.
No,
I would say the latter.
I think you might be reading too much into it, only because he's been here so little that I'm not sure he would even know.
No, but I'm just saying
Harrison's situation.
Well, but if maybe that was brought up,
right?
That we're bringing you in because there's an immediate need. If they didn't say that, maybe that's a good sign.
It just could be a slip of the tongue too. And he just said, I'm looking forward to playing with Rodney Harrison. He may not even really know. I don't know.
There's a chance he's yet to see Rodney Harrison.
Right.
There's a great chance of that. But I would say that if you want to read something into it, probably they didn't say anything like that to him when they were.
We need you to replace Harrison.
Yeah, Rodney's down. We're probably not going to have him. And that's the role they probably didn't say anything like that to him. Otherwise, I don't think he would have said that.
Plus, we saw Rodney on the practice field doing the running with the trainers on Monday, whatever that was. Yeah. So it's not like he's on crutches right now. We know he can physically jog, swing his arms, move around. So it's not.
Well, there could have been a setback we might not have seen though either, and you never really know.
It's a major injury then if he had a setback not doing anything between Monday and Friday. So
not necessarily major, but just playing it cautious as they get into the end of the training.
No, but my point is, he could have had a minor setback, but it's not a. John Lynch is never going to play with Rodney Harrison. It might not play with him until week three. Anyway, another big topic today, practice fields. Randy Moss. Bestowed the media with the opportunity to ask him three very simple questions, was very direct and honest, and in fact did walk away after the third question. But our boy Tugender was there to collect the audio, and one of the more interesting answers had to do with the expectations this offense is facing this year, internally and externally.
Well, I'm actually kind of nervous. And the reason why I think that, what we did last year as a whole unit, we're going to try to come out and put points on the board because that's what we're coaching asked to do. But, the expectation, the bar's set so high here, not by you all or not by the fans, but just, by the coaches and the team. So, we have high expectations for this offense and this team as a unit. But what we did last year, man, I don't think we can really live and dwell off that because that was last year, but like I said, man, it's a little bit of nervousness because I know how high the bar is here.
The bar is very high. Record-setting offense that he's returning to, and his first answer was about actually coming back, why he re-signed, because we forget that was a question way back when, and he hasn't really addressed it since then, but continues to use the words unfinished business for the reasoning and coming back and working with Tom and all that. So obviously they, or I think they're going to get a chance to take that first step this Sunday night in Tampa. Brady said he was going to play. I would expect Moss will be out there if Brady and the ones are out there. So we'll get to see a little bit of a taste of what the offense might look like and how it might be different or similar moving forward. But anyway, that's going to wrap up another training camp podcast, the final training camp podcast, as camp is now closed to the public. We'll still have some media access and availability with the players moving forward towards the regular season. As always, those interviews, updates, stories will be on Patriots.com. For Michael Parenti, Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart, Daniel Tugender doing a tremendous job behind the glass. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.